The smell was very bad, and the pollution. Kids, the kids in our neighborhood, they would pull them out because it was so bad. Let's see, what else do I have? You said 20 trucks a day. That seems heavy for me. Also, let's see. When you say we're going to eliminate or make a minimum amount, how'd you say that? Smell to a minimum. What does that mean? What does that really mean? Sorry, I'm a teacher and I'm doing the remote thing, so I'm tired from doing the lesson plan. But I had to come because I lived it 4 years and we moved and I was so happy to get away from it. Now I'm here and you're talking about a plant that's four times as large as the one you have now and you're very close to residential. I'm very opposed to it. You know, the Milwaukee Journal had an article in the business section, September 12th, and it was about Milwaukee, and it was already brought up. They didn't want it for the same reasons I'm here. It's pollution and it's smell. Nobody wants to live there. Property values will go down. I don't care what you say. They don't know. I know. Who wants to be in a house that's a mile away from that? By the way, that subdivision has 90 families will be affected just in my subdivision. You're talking about thousands of people, not a few. This isn't like building a grocery store. This is huge. You're talking 50 years? Well, maybe it'll be another 50 years. I'm definitely opposed to it. I'm angry about it. I don't understand why you're even considering it. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Former Mayor Murray.
Hello. My name is Patrick Murray. I live at 8162 South Legend Drive. My family came to Franklin 70 years ago, and I would dare say the vast majority of Franklin citizens have never known that Strauss exists. Anyone who has driven past the plant thinks it's just another manufacturing plant. I know all the time I spend in city government, we never had a complaint, a concern. I've talked to people who have lived across the street. You've heard from one of them this evening that worked across the street from or are currently working across the street. They have never detected any smell. I think history is a great predictor of future. If they're using state-of-the-art facility systems now and they're only looking to improve as technology improves, the things that they're talking about will continue with no smells, one or other discharges. One of the gentlemen that spoke earlier, I have to correct his statement. None of their wastewater is going to be discharged to the Root River. It isn't now. It can't be. It cannot be in the future. It has to be treated and then discharged to MMSD. So this idea that you're just going to run a pipe out to the river or a stream or something like that is just totally wrong. Previous speaker talked about Cudahy, the Patrick Cudahy plant. I've been there many, many times. Their operation is totally different than Strauss. They had outdoor pens. They had livestock storage outside. They had waste piles out there. Did it smell? Sure did. But that's because it was outside, a total different way of managing it. Strauss processes what arrives in that morning. There is no overnight storage of animals. I think it's a quality business, and I would like to see them remain and grow and provide more family-sustaining jobs to our community and other communities as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Murray. Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Andy Jardis, 10570 West St. Martin's Road. Thank you for this open meeting. This is really important to our community to have the opportunity to speak to you this evening. I know that some of you are volunteers and this is extra. But I do think it's important that the community come out and share that they're feeling a special kind of way about this. This is not Franklin kinds of things to do. Bringing in a business like this at this size is going to be detrimental to our community. It's a community of families, and that's what we want, right? We fight against things like Walmart and Meijer that want to move into our neighborhoods and do things here that we don't like. We want to have a community of families, of small businesses, and low-profile target, and things like that. Strauss is great where it is, and I've never had a problem with it myself. I don't use your products, but I know you're there, and I think that it's wonderful that you can do what you do in the business park. Maybe it's time to consider moving into another business park area that can suit you, if there's one that has room for bigger businesses like yours, or keeping it small and, you know, don't make it so much bigger. Have several small businesses in lots of communities. But to put a big, giant meat processing plant in a little family community like Franklin just doesn't fit. Think about some place, perhaps, where there's not a small family community neighborhood, where there's big country farm areas and lots of space. Or consider not making the building as big as it is. And the other thing I want to bring up, and I know this won't be popular in this room, but you know, on the NIH website currently, I'm going to go all Dr. Fauci on you. So the NIH shows a study currently on their website about how people who work in meat packaging plants are suffering with post-traumatic stress disorder. It raises violence in neighborhoods by 8 to 10%. This is not a family community business when you take it to the scale that you're looking at. Read the study. There's other information out there. This is not a Franklin business.
Okay, I got to respond to that
one. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you going to walk away and not listen?
I'll listen. Yeah, I'm just not going to go to the mic and listen.
Okay. Because someone just sent me that article. Someone just sent me that article, and I blasted through it because I was on my way here. That article dealt with non-urban counties. So it was farm counties, mostly in Idaho and Montana. And it dealt with counties that had poor mental health care. And it dealt with small butchers and small slaughterhouses. It had nothing to do with the operations we're talking about here. So you got to be careful when you say things like that. And that's enough. Okay.
More than that one article.
I'm not going to entertain an argument. That's not what we're talking about here.
I suggest you look at the data. Data doesn't lie.
Believe me, I read these things. Okay. It's not, and we have the experience. So, I'm sorry. I just couldn't handle it. Anyway. Yes, sir. Good evening.
Hi, James Topitsis, 9460 South 96th Street, within a mile and a half radius, I believe, of the proposed site. I'd like to lend my support to those concerned citizens who are actually citing data that is relevant and does generalize to this experience or to this proposal. Perhaps I'm not familiar with the studies that she's, or the article that she's citing, but I am familiar with some of the other studies that people have been citing, arguing that there is a predictable public health impact, there is a predictable property value impact. When the assessor came up here and suggested that he can't predict what will happen, I think that's very true in any instance. We never know what can happen, but we can, by probabilities, guess what could happen based on what's happened in similar situations. And there are studies that would argue that and suggest that property values will suffer from this proposal. I'm surprised, to be honest, Mayor. I think this has been a very cordial and productive meeting. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that you responded to one contributor. There have been many contributions that are very anecdotal in nature. And while it's fair to share an anecdote, I don't think that should ultimately drive a decision that is millions of dollars in impact. And I would much prefer that the decision is fueled by and informed by aggregate level data that you all take the time to peruse, collect, debate, share with the public. I'll be very interested to know if the decision is going to be based on studies that are conducted, either in this particular site, in the locale, or studies that have been conducted that have relevance for this decision. I appreciate the work that the Strauss Company has done in this area. I was, to be honest, disappointed with the presentation. To me, it lacked substance, and I would really hope, like many have suggested, that an impact study would be conducted. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir, good evening.
Good evening, Mayor. Hello, Jason Drobek. My address is 3704 West Glenwood Drive, Franklin, Wisconsin. I'm also here as the head of school at the Indian Community School. It's going to be the school that this plant, suggested plant, is going to be the closest to. And in the mayor's wish to talk about respect, that idea that we respect everyone's opinions, it would have been great to have been asked, to even being brought to the table to discuss. So I'd just like to share a little bit. Buju, Babami Benes, Indijnakaz, Minnewaki, Ndunjaba, Anishinaabe, and Dao. It's a little harder to do hand sign for, but that's my name in Ojibwe. We teach at a school that serves American Indian students in our community. And we have a responsibility. Our responsibility is to all of creation. That's everything. The earth, the animals that walk on it, the water that it exists. That's our greatest concern as a school and as a community and our students, if had you asked them, that would be their concern. Those would be the assurances that they want, that their relatives, all those four-legged, the winged, the ones that swim, that they're considered in all decisions that are made and that we're at least at the table to discuss what those concerns are so you're aware of them. We believe that everyone is better when they know everyone's perspective and opinion and where those come from, what they're rooted in, so that we can make the best decisions as a community. And I just haven't heard that yet. I haven't been asked it, and Mayor knows where I am. He's visited our school. And so those are places and those are things to be considered as our students drive in on their buses next to a truck that is taking animals to where they're going to be going and ending and walking on to their next part. No discussion about what do we say to them? How do we then explain to that what that is? When we hunt, we offer tobacco. We take that the same way we put it down. We give thanks to all of creation. It's giving for us. We can't live without it, but it can certainly live without us. Those perspectives are often lost when we just think about site planning and exemptions and dollars. Those conversations are often ones that we just want to make sure that we continue to bring to the table because they're not asked for, so we'll come and provide them without the asking. So as you consider the proposal in front of you, consider reaching out and asking the rest of the community, really bringing them to the table so that their views can be heard as well. There are many stories that go along with that, and as we sing songs in honor of all those creatures that give their life so that we can continue to live on this earth, we don't have enough songs for that many lives that are lost per day. So please consider that. We'd love to have more conversations. We appreciate your presentation and what you are trying to do. Miigwech, thank you.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you, Harold.
Good evening. Dana Gint, 9011 West Hawthorne Lane. And I'm just coming here to reference that I started where these people started 4 years ago. Hundreds of people showed up at public hearings. Hundreds of people have complained about the Rock Sports Complex. So in comparison, there was no environmental impact statement done for that development. Is there one being proposed for this location? I also see that there's 261 employees going to be proposed here, and there's 240 parking spots. I believe the existing facilities, I thought some time ago, already has 230 employees. So how is that really impacting the job market? And then I know there's people bring up health concerns and financial things. So the TID for the Rock Sports Complex has doubled in price. There's been several phases. This is the pattern that happens with the city. But there's no transparency. Is the site plan going to be reviewed by the Planning Commission and then voted on by elected officials and reviewed? There was no site plan review for the sound at the Rock Sports Complex. The Planning Commission didn't see it. There's no drawings related to the sound that impacts my neighborhood on a daily basis. And I want everybody to know here, I know people are concerned about COVID. Well, on Tuesday evening, the Common Council approved an event at the Rock Sports Complex to allow 12,000 people to come into Franklin for the month of October for 8 days, 1,500 people a day. And then after the approval, somehow...
This is a public hearing on the site plan giving them a special use for the...
I will focus. I just want to point out that hundreds of citizens have complained and been ignored, and warnings have been made regarding the concern of finances, environmentals, property values. I think it's interesting that the assessor brought up a train, because that's what the impact of this neighborhood that I live in is impacted by. 79 decibels has been approved on the property line.
This is a public hearing on a special use for Strauss Brand.
So related to no undue adverse impact, the Rock Sports Complex is
public hearing.
I know, I'm using it as an example. The Rock Sports Complex is a very unique building. And that's what this is being proposed this evening. I think that you need to table things and do more informational research, which is negligent on the previous project that I'm discussing. There needs to be more information. Why is everything always a rush in the city of Franklin? This has a long-term impact for decades. The perception will be that things are killed. It doesn't matter what the reality is. It could be a state-of-the-art facility. But it doesn't matter. People perceive that it's a slaughterhouse and we're adding junkyards and things like that. The perception of Franklin, the trend that it's going on, is very disturbing to me. I liked Franklin. Now I'm kind of embarrassed to live here. And that's really disappointing to me. I love my schools. I love everything like that. But I came here for the rule and quietness, and then the things are being destroyed. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Gibb. Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is
Pam. Can you get a little closer to
the
microphone?
I'm sorry. Good evening. My name is Pam Geyer. I live at 7420 West Woodbury Court. I was planning to come here. I had much research documents regarding health and sanitary conditions, food contamination from fecal matter, wastewater and water contamination, disposal of water, greenhouse gas emissions. But so much has already been talked about that I didn't want to go back over that. So I decided rather to talk about things more from the heart and more from why I moved to Franklin. And I think many other people are living here in Franklin and wanted to talk about the trucks that you spoke about and the trucks that you say do all of the job inside your buildings, which I think is a little not necessarily accurate, because to get to the inside of your buildings, they need to go through the community in which I live and most of these other people live in. And that is something that I'm not interested in having. They're making noise, air pollution with diesel fuels, and most importantly, I have children that do not need to see animals that are on their way to their demise. And yes, they may eat meat, but they don't need to know. They know to know that that is where they're headed in a very short period of time. And that is something that we did not move to Franklin to live right within our community. And that is something that I think that you as my mayor should be representing the children of this community and the adults in this community. Quite honestly, I don't want to be pulling up next to a truck like that 20 times a day, potentially 10 times or one time a day. And as my mayor, I feel you should be representing all of us, including the children of this community. I'm wondering how you would address that at an elementary school in a group of kindergartners when they ask those kinds of questions. Why are all of these trucks in our community? And having to talk about the heart of what's happening in our community. And I think that that's a challenging situation. And yes, I know that there's all of the other things going on, but there still is the matter of our hearts. And so that's what I was bringing up.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Debbie Davis. I live at 9460 South 96th Street, a mile from the proposed plant. There are 80 houses in our neighborhood in Briarwood. And I'm just kind of like wondering, like, why didn't my alderman, like, I don't know, flyer the neighborhood? Like, the whole idea of why weren't people more invited? This is a huge thing. It does have a long-term impact. There's a lot of red here, a lot of red flags. Yeah. Why didn't you talk about public health and COVID? Why hasn't there been an impact study? There does seem to me maybe a history in Franklin of these things being rushed through without a lot of research and input from the community. So these things concern me. I am really against this plant coming to our community. We have well water. My family built our house, almost 60 years ago. Recently read a headline about how the dump is processing toxic waste that they're not licensed to do. Is that going into our well water? How is our well water going to be affected by this plant? And, you know, so I'm concerned on a micro level, but also on a macro level as well. There's been some reference to that, but like we are in a global crisis in terms of our public health, in terms of the environmental health, exasperated poverty, and animal agriculture is on the wrong side of all those crises. And it's an outdated industry, and we need to be moving to other ways of taking care of our health, of employment, and of the planet. And on a personal level, like she said, with the children, about the American the Indian Community School. Like, I live three houses from Ryan Road. And the idea of watching trucks potentially coming down Ryan Road, you know, carrying cattle, carrying cows, animals, and coming back with dead, it's just like, it's really offensive to me. So anyway, there's, for a lot of the more scientific reasons, but also personal reasons and also global reasons, I'm really against this project. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Dorsen.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. Name is Don Dorsen. I live at 8593 Lake Point Drive, which is by the Crow Flies, 2.5 miles away from your proposed site, along with 90 other people in the Lake Point Estates subdivision. My concern is odor. And most of you, I probably know that I've been fighting the odor battle in Franklin for quite a while with the dumps and not getting very far, although it is better this year. But I'm worried that this new facility is going to add to the odor problem that we already have. And I've heard a lot of discussion here tonight about why we should approve this, because Strauss has been a great corporate citizen for 50 years. And that is without a doubt absolutely true. Strauss has been a neighbor in Franklin in our business park for a very long time and has been a very good neighbor. But are we comparing apples to oranges when we look at the new Strauss versus the old Strauss? What I've been told, and I'm hearing conflicting information about this, but what I've been told is that they don't slaughter in any significant way in the current facility, that the slaughtering is done in Green Bay and trucked down into Franklin where the meat is processed. I don't know if that's true, but I've got it on good authority that it is. If that's the case, then we're talking about two drastically different operations, meat processing versus a slaughterhouse that is 500 head of cattle a day versus next to or nothing in Franklin currently. Apples to oranges. And I also heard tonight about how this is a family-owned business, that the Strauss family and the son and the father, and it's been in the family for a long, long time, and that's wonderful. It's not the same company anymore. It's owned by a private equity firm in Texas, or a good significant portion of it is owned by a private equity firm. Private equity firms buy companies, they invest in the companies, they strip them down, and they sell them after a period of time. They're investing. They're there to make money. Somebody said tonight they may not have even been here in Franklin. The private equity firm has already done some of their work here. I've had it on good authority that they reduced the workforce here at the Franklin facility by a third. They've laid off 80-some people out of the 250 people that currently work there. This is who the new Strauss is. This is who you're looking at approving for the new facility. I urge you to put aside what Strauss used to be and think about what Strauss has become. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dorsen.
My name is Jake Bailey. I live in 2111 South Oak Hill, Janesville, Wisconsin. I'm the Secretary Treasurer for the UFCW Local 1473.
Jake, name it out instead of the initials.
The United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1473, which is the largest private sector union in the state of Wisconsin. We represent over 12,000 workers statewide in industries of grocery, healthcare, food processing, and meat packing. Our local represents many well-known meatpacking companies across the states, such as Clements, Usinger, Patrick Cudahy, JBS Packerland, and we are proud to represent the approximately 170 workers currently employed at Strauss. As you prepare to consider the site plan and the site use of this proposed expansion of the Strauss facility, I thought it was important for you as a member of the Common Commission to hear labor's perspective about this project. Our interest is for our members who work very hard every day at Strauss. As such, we have a special interest in this proposed expansion of Strauss, which have a direct and significant impact on our members. Local 1473 believes the expansion of Strauss facility would be a positive thing for the workers of Strauss and the residents of Franklin, as well as the community of Franklin as a whole. Our members at Strauss perform the important, necessary, and skilled work of feeding America. They are very proud to help put food on Wisconsinites' tables. Contrary to what folks might think, jobs at Strauss, like other packing plants, are skilled jobs. Expanding Strauss would bring more skilled labor. Skilled labor brings higher pay and better benefits to the community. These are good family-supporting jobs. We have asked for input from our members on this expansion. The response that we have received is overwhelmingly positive, which we have provided that to you in written testimony through email earlier today. But in short, To our members, expanding this facility means safer jobs with state-of-the-art equipment, increased job security, and more opportunities to grow their careers with this company. Strauss is a family-owned operated business, which has been in Franklin processing animals for 50 years. We believe Strauss, in due part to our strong collective bargaining agreement, is a great employer and a positive addition to the community of Franklin. Our collective bargaining agreement with Strauss includes many benefits for the workers there, including non-discrimination language, a safety committee, access to affordable health care, and also provides a grievance and arbitration procedure to resolve labor disputes fairly. Additionally, our union has worked extensively with Strauss leadership throughout the COVID-19 crisis to ensure workers are safe as possible. Union representatives and company officials walk the plant on a regular basis to conduct safety inspections and ensure that all policies and safety practices are being adhered to. These invaluable union benefits and protections would apply to employees hired at the expanded facility. Again, this project would bring more great jobs to Franklin. I urge you to vote to approve the Strauss project tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Jake. Yes, sir.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Manoj. I live on Deerwood Lane, South Deerwood Lane. And if this is a democratic process, I wanted to explain that there are plenty of people who don't want this project, and rightfully so. I was doing some research on the internet, and according to EPA's 2018 report, it says right here, EPA record shows 74 of 98 U.S. meat processing plants discharged directly to the waterways exceeding legal limits in 2016 to 2018. I read the article. It said there are a lot of animal feces that go by in the system, and so does nitrogen polluted waters, which is going to affect big time. And of course, the odor, it depends which direction the air is blowing. So I request the mayor to consider it sympathetically. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Good evening. Tim Birch, 7466 South 46th Street, Franklin. Former UFCW member. I did not enjoy that job. Got me through college. And every day working there, I thought, well, you know, this is why I'm going to school. I keep hearing this term, family-supporting jobs, but I don't hear any numbers. So not that this is really a concern for you guys, but it just irritates me a little bit when I got a union brother here hiding behind terms like family-supporting jobs, and I don't hear anything about a median income or anything like that.
Hold on one
second. That's the first thing. This is public comment. It's not your comment.
I want the people out in the hall to be quiet so we can hear you.
All right.
So please, hold on one second. Folks in the hall, can you quiet down a little bit, please? Even though Dr. Birch doesn't want me to quiet you down, I would like you to be quiet so we can hear you.
Apologize. Sorry.
Well, you're welcome. Dr. Birch.
So the second issue I have is this is not in my backyard, affluent, white, suburban community idea. People in my neighborhood have to put up with two quarries and the dust and noise from that. We have two landfills in Franklin. We got a EPA Superfund site in Franklin. We have the county jail in Franklin. I think Franklin's done enough for the region. We don't need a slaughterhouse. And I think the leadership of Franklin should start looking for other avenues, better uses of the land. I know it's some of the only open land left in Milwaukee County, but we got to be able to find something better for it than a slaughterhouse. Thanks.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Marjorie Oschlager. I live at 9742 West Prairie Grass Way. And I just found out about this week and a half ago. And I was wondering why we can't put this on a referendum and have the people have their say-so here in Franklin. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Hi, my name is Beyonce Herrera, and I'm from 3400 South 14th Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. cows can learn how to push a lever to operate a drinking fountain when they're thirsty, or to press a button with their heads to release grain when they're hungry. Researchers at University of Cambridge found that when cows figured out how to open a gate to obtain food, they got so excited that some even jumped in the air. But in slaughterhouses, they have nothing to celebrate. They are often confined by thousands to filthy, muddy feedlots that disrupt their natural social structure, causing them tremendous stress and frustration, just as you or I would feel living in such miserable, depressing conditions. Calves on dairy farms are torn away from their mother within hours of birth so that humans can drink their milk that nature intended for them. Police were called to one dairy farm in Massachusetts after neighbors reported inhumane sounds coming from it. The sounds turned out to be distraught mother cows crying out for their calves who had just been taken away. The farmer downplayed the cow's suffering, saying that it was a normal part of farming practices. The more than 20 billion animals killed for food in the U.S. each year aren't just walking entrees. They are individuals with feelings, families, and friendships. We shouldn't value money over life. Thank you.
Thank you very much.